This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, and you know, Paul, we have a heap of joysters in Sydney that are covering World Pride and Mardi Gras, and you know, When I saw how we were doing this, Coles Group are supporting us with this right across the board. And it's just great that they are, and someone who they're supporting is none other than our CEO, Ange Barry. Hello, Ange.
Hey, Macca. Hey, Paul. Hey, team. Melbourne, how you going?
Good morning, Ange.
What's doing? You sent me an SMS earlier. And it had you said it's pumping here, and there's a little emoji with it, which I'm not
sure.
Is that who I think it is?
It's
coming?
It's a rainbow.
And who's
that's me coming down the rainbow.
Is that you? I thought it looked a little bit like Penny Wong.
No. Oh, dear. That's me.
That's Ange. Just tell it. I was going to say, just give us a flavour of the atmosphere up there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm up here on Oxford Street. It's really starting to pick up. When I arrived at the airport yesterday, the airport terminal was absolutely full of rainbows and rainbow people. And we bumped into Karen from finance, who was quite vibrant. It was exciting. It was exciting even being in the taxi rank, you know, because everybody is bringing their best colour, you know, their best selves. And I think, you know, it feels like we're all on an exciting adventure together. It's warming up here today. They're setting up for the parade right now, so all the barriers are going up. The viewing area where Joy will be broadcasting from is also going up right now. You know, you can see that all the bars and the restaurants are getting themselves ready for what will be an absolute massive night.
So, Ange, just talk us through. We're going to be hosting a party here at the Victorian Pride Centre. Yeah. Up on the roof, we're going to have images from Sydney. We're going to have voices from Joy. Just tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah, so we're going to be in two locations tonight. So Joy, myself and a team of Joysters are up here tonight where we'll be able to capture the on-the-ground action and be sending it through to our team.
Oh, we seem to have lost Ange for 1 second. There we go. You're back.
Our team, you there?
We're back, Ange. We lost you for 2 seconds, but you're back.
Oh, sorry about that. Our team in Melbourne will be up on the roof of the Pride Centre, and we'll be able to speak with them and send through some great grabs of interviews with community groups who are marching here at the parade. So it's really going to be, I suppose, two parties happening at the same time, north and south of the border, if you like. The team here will be very busily watching the parade live, capturing some important stories about the parade itself, and the team there in Melbourne will be calling the stream of the parade as well. So it's going to be a very fun time, the first time we've done something like this.
It must feel pretty good, Ange. I mean, Mardi Gras, 1978. Joy is a little bit younger, but you know, there's a proud history of advocacy and support for our community. How does it feel? I know we've done this before, but particularly during World Pride, how does it feel to, you know, be up there with a group of joysters and to be broadcasting from, you know, the world more than ever, actually has it, our community more than ever, has its eyes around the world on Australia and Sydney right at the moment. How's it feel?
It feels really exciting, Macca. It's a very special moment, you can tell, being here. You feel that there's an international community gathering in Sydney. You hear their, you know, their accents and languages on the streets here, and, you know, mixing that in with such, you know, an amazing history of Mardi Gras. I see the 78ers around with their T-shirts on. You can tell that we've come from, you know, a beginning of protest to a journey today of celebration. I could hear the concert in the Domain last night and the fireworks going off, and it's really exciting, but it's also very moving and a very special time.
And so how long are you up there for, Ange?
We're up here till, we're covering the parade right until tonight. So it'll be late night for us, Macca, and then we fly back tomorrow.
Okay.
So, Ange, what time do we go to air this evening for the broadcast?
Yeah, well, we'll be going to air from 6 o'clock on the rooftop party there at the Pride Centre. The actual parade itself will start at 7.30, so there'll be some prelude, if you like, and then the parade calling starts at 7.30.
Now, Ange, I've done that Mardi Gras street reporting for a couple of years. The atmosphere is so vibrant. Where are we going to have people placed to be able to talk to those community groups?
We're going to be, first of all, be meeting all the community groups in the marshalling area, Paul. So we'll be able to grab.
Oh, we can see.
Of the parade itself.
Fantastic, fantastic. Ange, we lost you again. The signal's going. Thank you for joining us this morning. We know you're going to have an absolute belter of a time up there. We're all going to be listening intently to try and soak up some of that atmosphere through the speakers.
Fantastic. Thanks, team. Have a lovely Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ange.
That was Joy CEO, Ange Barry, who's in Sydney with some of our joysters, some of our colleagues for the broadcast tonight. Which, of course, you know, if you want to play even more of a role in what's going on at the Victorian Pride Centre, what time does it kick off, Paul? About,
I think it's about 7 here tonight. So if you want to come down,
it might start a bit earlier.
There's two things happening. There's a big screen downstairs in the foyer,
and then there's a
And upstairs it kicks off from 5 o'clock. So you can go up on the roof and start soaking up some of the atmosphere. And it's going to be a lovely afternoon here in Melbourne. So you can look at the sun setting over the CBD. You can have a couple of drinks and you can soak up some of that Sydney Mardi Gras atmosphere. When was the last time you went to Mardi Gras, Macca?
Very long. Actually, it was with you and Ben and Tass and Ian.
When we did the broadcast from the SBS studios.
Yeah, when we did the
2018, I think that was.
I think it was.
Maybe 2017, actually.
It's a long time ago, isn't it?
It is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.